This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's that time of year. Slipping on ice. It happened to our Anne Mercogliano.
This is my ice that I'm putting on my head.
How to fall on ice without getting injured.
You can hit the ground very hard and still be okay.
And how long can you keep those Thanksgiving leftovers? Food expiration dates. What they really mean. Then, real life Godzilla. What is that monster trying to get in? Plus,
turning the tables on the smash-and-grab thieves.
We're tracking down the thieves who swiped Lisa Guerrero's handbag.
We are following close behind. Did you happen to see a pink bag?
And that's my wedding dress.
Never imagined that I would lose my wedding dress.
How it ended up in the bargain bin for $10. Plus, nurse to the rescue.
Somebody called 911.
Sprinting out of the stands after a player suffers a heart attack.
I don't have oxygen. I don't have medications. I had nothing.
The heartfelt reunion.
Thank you so much.
Then, what has this guy so worked up? Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. We hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. It is that time of year when the temperatures are dropping, which means lots of slippery ice. And our Anne Mercogliano found out firsthand just how dangerous that can be.
The videos are all over YouTube. People slipping and falling on ice. This poor young lady just can't get up an icy incline. Just when you think she's got it, down she goes. It's hard not to chuckle while watching her struggle, but I'm here to report when it happens to you, it's not funny at all.
I fell on ice in my own driveway, and I fell because I was wearing the wrong shoes. I fell because I didn't salt that area of my driveway. I'm just a little bit bruised up, a little bit of a black eye, scratch, bump on my head.
It was dark. It was icy. I was carrying heavy bags, not wearing the right shoes, walking into my home on my driveway, but I didn't make it in my home. I slipped on ice, fell, splat, hit my head on the pavement, blood everywhere, and we called 911.
Thankfully, I'm fine, but I will be way more careful in the future when there's ice underfoot. I turned to movie stuntman Corey Fackler for tips on how to fall without getting hurt.
The number one thing, if you're falling, you got to protect your head. I mean, you only have one head. Number two, natural instinct is to put your hands down to brace yourself. The problem with doing that is if you hit the ground hard, your wrists are not very strong. If you hit the ground like this, you can break your wrist, you can break your elbow. If you happen to be falling on your side, I know it happens fast, but if it's a split second, if you can turn to your back, back is safer. If you were falling, this is safe. Your arm is straight, you know what I mean?
So fall and try to land on...
On your back, on your butt and your back, absolutely.
Good tips if, like me, you find yourself slipping and sliding on dangerous ice this winter.
Wow. Another tip, don't carry too much while you're walking on ice so you don't lose your balance. With all the Thanksgiving leftovers, you may have more food stuck in your refrigerator than usual, but how long will it be safe to eat? And can you trust the sell-by and use-by dates? Let's start with what you need to know.
When does the food in your fridge really go bad?
We're throwing a lot of things out because you look at the expiration date and you're like, oh, this has got to go. Not necessarily true, correct?
No, not at all.
Chef Lauren Van Loo is showing us what's good to eat even past the sell-by date.
Milk, properly stored in your fridge, I say 5 to 7 days after the sell-by date.
Rather than sniffing the milk in the container to see if it's still fresh, Lauren says to pour it into a clean glass.
But there's going to be a big difference between the way this smells like real milk and this that's been sitting in the container. So
good tip.
She says eggs are good for 3 to 5 weeks past the date on the packaging, and meat can be eaten 6 to 8 months past the expiration date, assuming it's properly stored in the freezer.
June 14th.
So they were frozen. That's why I took them. I took them out because I'm making them for lunch today for my kids.
Excellent.
So we took them out last night. Look, they look like they're just bought.
Lauren says always use fresh chicken within 2 days.
If not, I clean it, plastic wrap it, Ziploc it, and I freeze it. And on the outside of the baggie, I write today's date, and then if I don't use it within the 6-8 months, I toss it.
And what about salad greens?
I do not leave them in these containers.
Roll them in paper towels to reduce the moisture, which causes limp greens.
It goes right into a Ziploc baggie. I just tripled my shelf life of my greens.
Tips to save you food and money.
Good stuff to know, because the average American family of four wastes up to $1,500 a year because they throw things away according to the sell-by dates. This man is a Domino's pizza delivery guy, but on this particular day, he was serving up a big helping of heroism.
There's nobody else inside the house, right?
Lying on the ground, choking and gasping for breath, this man is being hailed a hero for saving a family of six. Police body cam video captured the moment 25-year-old Nick Bostic ran from a burning home carrying a 6-year-old child.
It looked like hell. If you can imagine what hell looked like.
Nick works in a pizza restaurant in Lafayette, Indiana, and jumped into action after seeing the house on fire as he was driving by. He ran inside to help rescue the occupants, then ran back again to look for a 6-year-old who was still inside.
I took a deep breath. I ran down there, and I closed my eyes, and I led with my hand, and I just I used my ears to sense out where the child was crying from. I snatched the baby up, put it in my arms.
He was exhausted and suffering from smoke inhalation after his ordeal and rushed to the hospital. A true American hero.
Incredible. Police department calls Nicholas's actions inspiring. No argument from us on that. And this creepy thing, looks like Godzilla, actually is trying to get inside someone's home.
How'd you like to find this real-life Godzilla trying to get inside your house? Look at the size of that guy. The Orlando homeowner's mom posted the video on Facebook, joking, "Needless to say, I won't be visiting him anytime soon."
Initially, I was like, nah, my eyes must be deceiving me.
Frank Crowder says his wife is also creeped out by the beast.
She's not going outside for the time being. It was pretty shocking.
So what on earth is the Godzilla wannabe?
It's a Savannah monitor lizard.
Ron McGill is with Zoo Miami.
It's a pretty common lizard, and it was commonly imported to the United States as a pet for many years. Obviously, it got away from somebody, or somebody purposely let it go.
You see this thing crawling up your window, I don't care. Unless you're a pro like you, you're going to freak out. Is this thing dangerous?
You know, it's not dangerous unless you try to grab it. If you corner one and try to grab it, it can give you a very nasty bite. And they can turn your arm into hamburger meat with those claws, so you have to be very careful.
Here's another giant monitor lizard climbing the shelves of a convenience store. It's the invasion of the Godzillas.
As the zoo guy said, the monitor lizard is not native to Florida. They've been a problem ever since the 90s, when most likely somebody who had them as pets started releasing them into the wild. And smash and grab robberies are still a problem around the country. So recently we set up a sting. We put some items, including a high-end pocketbook, in a vehicle. And sure enough, that window was smashed and they grabbed the stuff. But fortunately, our Lisa Guerrero was right there on the chase.
It happens in a flash. Brazen thieves busting out car windows, stealing anything they can carry. Sometimes even the car itself. Megan Tapley should know.
How many times has your car been stolen?
5 times.
Your car was stolen 5 times.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We decided to put this truck out as bait and leave some tempting items inside.
In this $300 speaker, we're going to hide another GPS tracker and place this Apple AirTag tracker in this high-end purse.
We paid $20 to park our pickup in this gas station lot in downtown Portland. But what the would-be thieves don't know is that I'm watching the scene below from the 6th floor of this swanky hotel.
We've got 2 cameras set up.
Also below, more cameras. Now watch as this guy starts scoping out the truck. On the street corner, he procures a special tool called a glass puncher from his sidekick. Then he strikes.
It's happening.
But the passenger window doesn't break.
He's hit it like 8 times. It's not breaking.
Undeterred, he comes back for a second try. And boy, is he persistent.
It's chipping.
He hammers away at the truck's window 1, 2, 3, 4, 25 times altogether until the glass finally breaks. But he still can't get to our purse inside. So he smashes away with his elbow.
Broad daylight. No one's doing anything.
At last, using his bare hands, he rips the purse out.
Okay, he's got the purse.
And calmly strolls off with his accomplice.
So here's the GPS for the AirTag. Okay, the signal says our purse should be here.
The GPS leads us to this apartment building, but there's no sign of him or the purse for now. But look who we do spot milling around out front, the smash and grabber's accomplice.
Did you happen to see a pink bag in a car, a white truck? We saw you on camera. Where's your friend?
He took off.
Do you typically steal stuff out of people's trucks?
I'm not going to answer that.
As for our truck,
wow, look what happened to our truck's window. That guy was committed to getting into the truck and stealing that purse.
We never got our purse back.
To prevent your vehicle from being targeted, experts say try to park in well-lit areas. You can find all kinds of bargains at the discount store. This wedding dress was on sale, for instance, for just $10. And when it had no buyers, the store owner decided to track down the rightful owner, a bride who lost it.
At this store where liquidated items sell for bargain basement prices, a mystery surrounds this item. Up for grabs? A boxed wedding dress at a crazy deal, just $10. Veronica Romaneco owns the discounted store Overstocked.
I've gotten everything that you can possibly think of, but the wedding dress was the first.
Amazingly, the beautiful lace gown sat on the store shelf, and there were no takers. Then something caught Veronica's attention. Imprinted on the box was the name Jesslyn Webb Lopez with the date June 5th, 2021.
My friend came in and she said, hey, like this is somebody's wedding dress. Like it's preserved. That's why it has the name at the bottom.
Veronica suddenly realized what she had to do. Find the bride. She tracked the bride down on Instagram and sent a message.
I said, hey, it's a weird question, but are you missing your wedding dress and is your maiden name Webb? And she said, why? Who is this and why?
Turns out that gown belonged to newlywed Jesslyn Lopez, and she had been desperately conducting her own search.
Did you ever think you would lose your wedding dress?
No, I never imagined that I would lose my wedding dress. It was very tragic.
Jesslyn's gown had been sent to a company in Houston, Texas that preserves wedding gowns. Somehow, it got lost and ended up in Temecula, California.
How did you feel when you received the message from the store owner?
I was shocked and I didn't know if it was real. And then she had sent me a screenshot of my wedding dress.
Can you believe your dress was on sale for $10?
I really can't believe that.
Even though the store owner offered to mail back the wedding dress, Jesslyn, who lives near San Francisco, didn't want to risk it. So she made the 6-hour trip and drove to pick it up in person.
It was a huge relief and we were ecstatic.
And there it is.
Here's my wedding dress back where it belongs.
Great story. And get this, Jesslyn found out that her dress had been located on her 1-year wedding anniversary. Speaking of weddings, no one expected a bride and her dad to rock out to Uptown Funk. That is a spin on the father-daughter dance. We'll be right back.
Next, nurse to the rescue.
Somebody called 911.
Sprinting out of the stands after a player suffers a heart attack.
I don't have oxygen. I don't have medications. I had nothing.
The heartfelt reunion.
Thank you so much.
Then they called 911 to report a home invasion.
You think someone's breaking in your house?
Wait till you see who the intruder really was. Then, what has this guy so worked up? Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A terrifying moment as a softball player collapses on the field from an apparent heart attack. But fortunately, in the stands was a nurse who had just ended her shift. Now she's got a new title, hero.
It's a nail-biting moment. Emergency CPR is being performed in the middle of the ball field, and the woman sure looks like she knows what she's doing. Registered nurse Dania Topham happened to be in the stands watching her son's play when she heard someone yell, "Call 911.
I immediately looked out, and I had that straight shot right down to where Darren was laying. And so I jumped up, and then I just booked it out there.
It was life or death. The man didn't have a pulse. Dania, who was still in her scrubs because she just left her shift at Intermountain Medical Center in Murray City, Utah, immediately began chest compressions right on the field.
It was frightening. I don't have my doctors. I don't have my nurses. I don't have oxygen. I don't have medications. I had nothing.
When I got out of the car, Dania was on top of him performing CPR. And I could tell that she was tired. And so I took over CPR from there.
Dania was almost certain the stricken man wasn't going to make it.
My eyes just filled with tears, and I was so just sad because I really didn't think he had a chance.
Then more help arrived. Paramedics used a defibrillator to shock the dying man's heart. It worked. And here's the proof. Meet 57-year-old Darren Ewell. Turns out he had suffered a massive heart attack on the field that required 4 heart stents.
The doctor told me if I had my heart attack at any other place, including possibly home, I'd be dead. But I had it right there in front of a nurse who just barely arrived at the ball field, and she saved my life.
You saved my life.
We were there as Darren, who plays in an adult softball league, got to thank Nurse Dania.
Every time I watch this video, I literally get teary-eyed and get kind of choked up.
It's an amazing recovery. Darren is even ready to play ball.
Haven't played since my heart attack, so I'm pretty excited about this. She is my guardian angel because she saved my life, and I would love to give her a hug right now.
Thank you so much.
Oh, best hug ever. Dania says she hopes that this story will inspire all of us to get CPR certified. When we come back, a scary home invasion. Or is it?
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A couple was watching a movie when they heard some creepy noises, so they called 911. But wait till you hear who or what the home intruder really was.
Thomas and Alyssa Millam were upstairs in their North Carolina home watching a movie when they heard a noise downstairs.
It sounded like footsteps almost downstairs because it would tap the wall.
Believing his young family was in danger, Thomas grabbed his gun and sprung into action.
I had her go to the bathroom and I said, okay, call 911. And she's like, you seriously want me to do this? I said, yeah, definitely do it.
Not sure if the intruder was armed, Alyssa called 911. Whispering from inside the bathroom, afraid the intruder might hear the call.
Emergency.
I think someone's in our house.
You think someone's breaking in your house?
Yeah, we think someone's in our house.
All right, hang on. I'm going to get help started that way, okay?
Police arrived within minutes.
Well, I come out, you know, with my hands out the door so that way they could see it. And they all had their guns drawn and was pointing up the stairs. And then I come out and they were all holstering their weapons and were like, sir, I have a question. I said, sure. And they were like, is this Roomba yours?
That's right. The intruder wasn't a human. It was one of those popular robot vacuums.
They were like, so how long have you had this? And I said, about 2 days. And they all just start laughing.
The couple's two-year-old daughter had apparently hit a button and scheduled the vacuum to go on at midnight. Thankfully, this perp had no bad intentions. Thank God that's all it was, guys. I'm glad you're safe.
And you could say it had a clean getaway.
Indeed, it did. Turns out about 20% of the world's vacuums are now robots. When we come back, squirrels attack. Finally today, work interrupted.
He's working remotely from home. Suddenly, he grabs a baseball bat. It's a squirrel home invader. The guy goes completely bonkers.
And that's Inside Edition. We thank you for watching. See you next time.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.